Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the third day of Sivan Tovshin Pei Dalet, the first day of the Shloshes Yemei HaKabbalah. Masech de Gittin, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Gimel. We mentioned in the first Mishnah that in a place where the Shliach does not say Befonenachtem, he didn't confirm that it was written and seen, signed in front of him, should the husband come and claim that the get's a forgery, then we need to get the witnesses who signed that get to come and confirm, or other people who can testify to their signatures. And here we're going to talk about, what about if a person brings the get in Eretz Yisrael? Does he need to say Befonenachtem? And even if he doesn't, what happens if the husband does make a claim of forgery? Says the Mishnah. Hamevi get Eretz Yisrael. The person who brings a get in Israel, even from province to province, Einoi tzorich shayomar befonenachtem. It's not necessary for the shliach, for the person who brings a get, to declare, it was signed and sealed in front of me, written and seen in front of me. Why? Because the people in Eretz Yisrael were quite aware that a get had to be written lishma, had to be written for the purpose of that girl, of that wife. And furthermore, there were also a lot of traffic going between province and province in Israel, and therefore it would be easy to get Edim to confirm the get. That satisfies both opinions. Rabbah, and as we said yesterday, as we talked previously, the two reasons about became a get, there were two reasons to say Pon and Achtav. They are both not applicable in Eretz Yisrael itself. But, says the Mishnah, because of that, Im yesh olav oirim, if the husband does come and claim that the get is a forgery, even in Israel, yiskayim b'chosmof, then you need the witnesses to confirm that it's their signatures. And they will confirm their chasimus, and then the get will be kosher. And any claim of the husband will be rejected completely. However, as long as there is no complaint about this get, there is no reason for the Edim to come and confirm that it's their signatures. And she's allowed to get married with such a get. It comes to an aguna, the Chachamim were lenient, and they said, that's fine. But, says the Mishnah further, Hamevi get memdinas hayam. If a person brings a get from overseas, from outside Israel, and there we say, you have to say Befonenachtem, it's imperative, you have to say that for the various reasons that we learned in the first Mishnahs of the Masechta, either according to Rabbah, that the reason that you have to say Befonenachtem was because people were not Boki Bishma, they didn't understand, they didn't know the halacha that you have to write it Lishma, or according to Rabbah, the reason is because it's hard to get Edim to confirm it should there be a problem later. So because of this, it says the Mishnah, if a person brings a get from overseas, from outside Israel, ve'eino yochol loymar befonoi nechtefonechtem, and he couldn't say these words, the shlich could not say it was written and signed in my presence. And the Gemara gives an example. For example, they gave the get to her when he was normal, when he was pekeach, when he was able to speak and hear. But before he got the chance to actually say the words, Befonenachtem, to say, oh, this get was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me, he became mute, could not talk. Others say it may be a case where he wasn't there, he simply didn't see the writing of the get and its signatures. In such a case, and it comes from overseas, says the Mishnah, Im yesh olav edim, if there are edim signed on it, yiskayim b'chosmav, then it should be confirmed by the signatures, by the signatories. They have to come and testify it was their signatures, or you need another pair of edim to say, oh yeah, we know who these witnesses are. This is definitely their signatures. They can confirm it. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbah, our Mishnah, who learns that the reason for saying Fonanachta was because people were not knowing about Lishma. So according to Rabbah, we must be talking about an Mishnah after they'd already learned to be fluent in the halacha that you have to write it Lishma. And nevertheless, it was still important to say b'fonenachta, b'fonenachtam, because the Chachamim did not abolish their takana. They kept it in force. They were worried that maybe it'll go back to times where outside Israel people will not be aware of this halacha that has to be written lishma. So they kept the takana there. However, a pekeach, a person who is very, normal, able to speak, able to hear, who became a cheresh, who became a mute, which is such an unusual case, the Chachamim did not make the gezera, and they said, we will allow the get to go through, even if he didn't save on an achd nachtav, as long as you can mekayim it, as long as it can be confirmed with its chasimus, with its signatures. Now, the Tosfos Yom Tov points out a very interesting thing. He says that the Mishnah mentions if there are witnesses on the get signed, implying that it's not imperative to have witnesses on the get. And indeed, the Tosfos Yom Tov says, therefore our Mishnah is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that it's Edim Mesira Karti, that it's not the Edim that sign on the get that give the get its authenticity, it's the Edim in whose presence the get was given to the woman. They are the ones who are making the get. Eide Masira Karti, not Eide Chasima Karti. And that's why the Mishnah says, if there are Eidim signed on it, then you can go and get it confirmed. That seems to imply that a get could be kosher even without the Eidim signed on it. Mishnah Dalet. There is another type of a get, and it's called a get shichror. It's called a get of freedom. It's a shtar in which a person who owns an avid Kanani, he makes him free, and if he makes him free, he has to give him what's called a shtar shichur. It's a get, a bill of freedom. And it has several similarities to a get for a woman. Says the Mishnah, Echad gitei noshim ve'echad shichrir avodim. Both in the case of a get for a wife or a get given to one's avid Kanani, I have a similar halacha. In what sense? Shovu la-moylech, la-moylech v'la-mevi. They are both equal in the case of moylech. Moylech means the shliach who takes the get from Israel to outside Israel, Mdinasiyam. Or mevi. Mevi means he's bringing a get from overseas into Eretz Yisrael. That they're both equal in the sense that they have to say, the shliach has to say, b'fonai nechtav v'nechnam. This get, or this shtar shichur, was written in my presence and signed in my presence. And that shliach who says this will then be believed with the force of two witnesses. So that if the husband wants to now say, oh, it's not a get, it's a forgery, or if the owner of the avid kani says, I never freed him, this is a forgery, we will not believe the father, the man, the owner of the avid kani, or the husband. And what we will say, that it has to be, once the shliach has said, it's like two solid edim have given witnesses and testified to say that it's done. Now, how do we know that it has to be written lishmoy, even in the case of an avid Kanani? We said before by the woman, we learned before, because of law. He has to write her, so that has to be lishmoy from that pasuk. But in the shtar shichur for an avid Kanani, the freedom of a Canaanite servant, how do you know that has to be written for the purpose of that avid Kanani? And that's because it says, when it talks about a woman, a shivcha Kananis, a similar situation, a man owns a shivcha Kananis, and it says, oichufsha loy nitan la, and it says, freedom was not given to her. The word la appears. Again, saying that if you want it, if she wants to be chufsha, or if the owner wants to make her free, it has to be la. It has to be written, ashtar shichur lishma, in her name. And here too, a shliach will be believed like two edim. As we said before, if the master comes along and says, I didn't free her, this is a forgery, we won't listen. We won't pay attention. Because the shliach has said, b'fonenachtam. V'zoi echad min adrochim. And this is one of the ways, sheshovu gitei noshim l'shichur avodim, that the get for a woman is similar to the freedom of, to the shtar shichur that's written to free an eved Kanani.